It's a KPLU studio session first today. Our first jazz vocal group, the Bel-Airs from Bellevue High School. They're here under the direction of Andrew Jacobson. And our group today includes Andrew O, Gene Pack, Christina McMillan, Erica Major, Riley McGinn, Wes Anderson, Eva Dedier, and Madison Ives, and the backing quartet, Amin Kalfala, piano, Ryan O'Hara, bass, Shai Mahajan, and Joseph Madigan, both at the drums. And their mentor today, we are thrilled to have the director of choral activities and the acclaimed Soundstation Vocal Ensemble at Edmonds Community College, a former member of the Four Freshmen, now getting his kicks with the vocal groups Just for Kicks and Male Ensemble Northwest. It's Kirk Marcy. Let's get into it. Please welcome the Bel-Airs and Kirk Marcy. The Bel-Airs with their mentor Kirk Marcy singing on that one. Grooving high on 88.5 KPLU. Andrew, Gene, Christina, Erica, Riley, Wes, Eva, and Madison is going to help me get through all these names without tripping over them. Kirk, I wanted to start with a question for you. How was your experience working with the high schoolers of Bellevue High School?
Oh, it has been wonderful from start to finish. We started a couple, 3 weeks ago on a Friday afternoon, and then followed up the very next morning. And just watching how this group has sort of evolved over the last couple, 3 weeks has been pretty amazing and inspiring.
What's one of the first lessons that you teach to a vocal group that kind of defines jazz singing?
For me, I think it's always about storytelling. We are storytellers with pitch, and and we've got to always remember that we have that one thing that instrumentalists would love to do. They try to make the horn sing, and so we have to make the voice storytell.
Andrew Jacobson, the director of the Bel Airs, I'd like to bring him up for a question. Not a singer yourself, Andrew, a piano player by passion. How does an instrumentalist go about working with singers? I imagine it's all about arranging.
A little bit. Piano and singing go right, as Kirk was saying, kind of hand in hand. A piano player always wishes that he could sing. He can make the lyrics sing and tell the emotion, but singers have that right away. So I always focus on the idiom and hearing what jazz sounds like, hearing different singers do their thing, and then kind of helping that inspire me and them.
I'm going to talk to one of the Bel Airs now. Gene, I hear from a lot of instrumentalists who come through how inspired they are by singers, and they look at the lyrics so they know what the song means. I wonder if you could talk about getting deep into the lyrics and studying the meaning of songs.
Yeah, we worked a lot on the lyrics. Lyrics are extremely important because, unlike instrumentalists, vocalists have words to convey emotion. And these emotions that we have are all through the lyrics, and the lyrics allow us to have like personal emotions that go along with the piece, and we can relate it, and it's easy and better for the listeners to listen to as well.
Riley, I wanted to get a question in for you. We were talking before we started about scat singing. When you don't have lyrics, how do you go about conveying the message of a song without lyrics?
So as I was saying, scat solo is really about trying to mimic instruments like a saxophone or a trumpet. It's because vocalists don't really have a way of conveying the same way that instrumentalists do. We try to do all these fun little triplets and kind of non-percussive sounds to mimic the sounds of trumpets and saxophones, which is fun.
We are live in the studios with the Bel Airs Vocal Ensemble out of Bellevue High School with their mentor Kirk Marcy on hand, and we're going to hear another song, Going Brazilian, next with Jobim's Wave.
Ba 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 ba
do va da do va 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 da do va da va 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 da va da va 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 da va 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 da da va ya va 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 da va 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 va.
The Bel Airs Vocal Ensemble from Bellevue High School. That's Andrew, Jean, Christina, Erica, Riley, Wes, Eva, and Madison. Their mentor, Kirk Marcy, is here from the Edmonds Community College. He is the director of choral activities and the acclaimed Sound Station Vocal Ensemble at ECC. Kirk, I wanted to ask you one more question about... Well, solo singing is one thing. Harmonies adds another level. But now you're talking about a vocal chorus, a group, eight people or more. What are some of the more important lessons about singing in a larger group?
I think singing multi-part harmony is the most important part about that is making sure that what the listener hears is what we want the listener to hear, and that's the melody. And so everything that is in support of the melody has got to find its way into balance, and everything's got a balance to the melody.
I do want to ask about solos. We heard some terrific solos, Christina and Riley singing solos on that last tune. Eva, we were talking earlier before the show about whether there's a lot of competition to get that solo spot. Can you tell us about the competition and pressure of solo singing?
Yeah, well, in our group specifically, everyone who wants a solo gets the chance to audition for one. And we all know each other pretty well. It's like a family, so we know each other's voices, strengths, and weaknesses. So we can kind of figure out who gets what solo and what would sound best. And there's really no hard feelings. I mean, it's naturally competitive, but we all know who would sound best where, and we just kind of go with that.
And Madison, you had a fun story about singing a solo.
Yeah, this is my first year in a jazz choir. And as you know, scatting is something that's very specific to jazz. And on my very first concert, my teacher told me to sing a scat solo the day of the concert. And as you can imagine, I was really nervous, but it really helped me grow as a musician, and I couldn't have done it without my friends around me really supporting me. So it was a great opportunity for me to grow as a musician.
And Madison, I understand you're also thinking about a career in music after high school.
Yes, I've been very interested in music therapy, and this group really helped me with that. I kind of lost touch with my love for music. I've been in a choir for 9 years, and it gets pretty repetitive. But jazz it's such an amazing genre. You think it's just like there's one genre, there's many different genres, but there's so many different stories you can tell within jazz. Like all the songs we've been singing lately, they all have a different meaning, a different message. And I think it's really important to be able to find ways to heal yourself through music.
I know we have a couple of people in the group who are singing outside of jazz band. Andrew and Christina, if you have anything to say about how jazz might influence the way you sing other types of music. Andrew, go ahead.
I'm not sure how it influences other types of music, but jazz has introduced me to like the freedom of music, because the classical choir I sing in, it's really disciplined, so there's not much freedom. So I've had that experience with this choir, yeah.
All right, let's get some freedom. Let's cut loose with another tune from the Bel Airs Vocal Ensemble out of Bellevue High School. Up next, a tune that they've been working on that I think is going to get a little romance in the air on a Wednesday afternoon. The Bel Airs, live on KPLU.
Make you love me.
The Bel Airs vocal ensemble from Bellevue High School, augmented nicely by the conga stylings of their director, Andrew Jacobson. Well played, sir. We've got time for one more song, and why not in these days when we're going to see a new version of The Jungle Book, a reminder of how great the Disney musical version of that was. We're going to hear The Bare Necessities. It's The Bel Airs from Bellevue High School live on KPLU.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worry and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, for Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I could not be fonder of my big home. Are buzzing in the trees to make some honey just for me. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worry and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, from Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I could not be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the trees to make some honey just for me. The bare necessities of life will come to you. The bare necessities. Come to you.